Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Power can work in us beyond what we understand with our head. Beyond what we know how to ask or think. Don't you thank God for speaking in tongues? You can pray out things bigger than you'd ever be able to think. Greater than you'd ever be able to ask and describe. But you can have inside you a power working stronger than anything that's in your head or in your past experience. And according to that power, He's able to do. But now read the next verse. Read the next verse. All this is happening to what end? Verse 21, to what end? He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think according to the power that works in us. Unto Him be glory where?
In the church.
In the church. By Christ Jesus throughout all ages, throughout all, not just down here on the earth, throughout all the ages to come. God's intent with the church is that people look at us and go, glory to Jesus. They look at us and go, glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. What is His intent? To get glory through us, in us, by us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Go to 1 Corinthians, please. The 11th chapter. I think we're about to get excited. What do you think? That's all right. 1 Corinthians 11. 1 Corinthians 11. The Bible says let me just skip down to verse 7. 1 Corinthians 11, 7. A man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and what?
Glory
of God. But the woman is the glory of the man. Say that out loud, that last phrase. The woman is the glory of the man. Now, don't get confused or spread this out. He's talking about husband and wife. Don't take it out beyond the context. He's talking about husband and wife. The wife is the glory of the husband. She is his glory. Why would we say that? Well, if you read in Ephesians, if you've read your Bible, you know it. The Bible says that husbands and wives, a godly marriage is a type of Christ and the church. Are you with me now? The woman is the glory of the man. Now, there have been too many men that didn't know anything about God or the Bible except, wives, submit. By God, you going to submit to me or there's going to be hell to pay. You don't know anything about God. I wonder if you're even saved. The Lord never told the man anything about his wife submitting. That's too weak. Men, husbands, the Lord never said one word to you, anything to you about your wife submitting to you. Nothing. That is not your area. It is not your responsibility. He was not talking to you when He said, wives, submit. And you're not to have anything to say about it. Well, what if they won't submit? Well, then they won't. What am I going to do about it? Then you do the same thing the Lord does when His bride doesn't submit. You follow His example. Does He make us submit?
No.
Never. Will it cost us if we don't?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But because of ignorance and selfishness and people don't even know God, they have tried to treat their wife as inferior and, you know, she ought to just be seen and not heard and barefoot and pregnant and home and she don't know anything and she can't say anything and treated like an underling, ignorant. Many countries today, this is the way it is. And yet the Bible says that the wife is the man's what?
Glory.
His glory. Well, the more humiliated, the more maltreated the wife is that glorious?
No.
No. Doesn't bring the man glory. No, the full development of the wife. The wife reaching her full potential. Her being glorious glorifies her husband. Now, there's a lot of people, men and women, men I'm talking about right now, that are so insecure and so fearful that any success their wife would have, they feel threatened by it. And it's because they don't know who they are in Christ. And they don't know, you know, I don't try to be the head of this church under the Lord. I am. I don't try. I'm not working at being the head of my household. I am. I'm not working at it. I'm not trying to be it. I'm not trying to convince you. I'm not trying to convince Phyllis. I am. And because I'm secure in my place in God and who I am in Him, I don't feel threatened when Phyllis is used of God, when the Lord gives her revelation, when He uses her and gives her things, when He gives her money, when He blesses her, when He uses her. Why? The better she looks, the better I look. She's my glory. Is it true? So if I got any sense, I don't want her held back in any way. I want her to reach her full potential. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, socially, every way. Why? Her development is mine. Her victory is my victory. Why? She's my wife. She's my glory. Can you see that this perverted, twisted thing of I'm going to keep my wife under my thumb and you're going to do what I say and you're not going to threaten me, that has been taught from the pulpits concerning the church and the Lord. That some way or another, if we were strong enough and blessed enough and rich enough, that it would take away from God some way. Did you hear me? So we're supposed to be abject, broke, defeated, that some way or another, us being so low shows how big He is. I want you to know He knows who He is. He ain't trying to be the head. He is the head. He ain't got one molecule of insecurity about Him, and He ain't never been threatened by your success or mine or anybody else's. He is the head of the church, and He's the head of this family, and He's the head of this marriage. But He has ordained that He get glory to Himself through us. This has not been taught like it needs to be. This has not been understood. You got people still wanting to know, I don't know, is it God's will to heal me? I don't know. Is it God's will to help me pay my bills? Well, I don't know if that, I don't need that. I can live in this cardboard box. I can ride this bicycle with a broke chain. If I could just get me a new chain, I'd be fine. People think that gives glory to God. It's ignorant. I said it's ignorant.
It's ignorant.
the dumber I am, and the broker I am, and the sicker I am, and the more defeated I am, well, I'm full of sin, but I'm just an old sinner, and that just shows the glory of God. Sin does not show the glory of God. The work of the devil does not show the glory of God. Let me tell you what shows the glory of God. You were full of sin, but now you are free from sin, and you are glorious. You are victorious. You couldn't feed yourself, but now you're feeding other people. Yes. That glorifies God. You were a liar and undependable, but now you're a father to fatherless. You're a leader to those who need leading. You're somebody that can be depended on. That glorifies God. Not failure, not sin, not works of destruction. It is the Lord's plan. And he's working it right now to get glory to himself through us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, the third chapter. My, my, my. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. What are you saying? Glory, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. God has ordained that he be glorified in the church. Not just right now, now and in the ages to come. I get glimpses in my spirit of our future. What is glory? But you know, maybe I should touch on that just a little bit. What is glory? We use the word, but I don't think we know much about it. These are words that are translated from the Hebrew and Greek and original words for glory. It's translated splendor, splendor, brightness, magnificence, excellence, dignity, grace, glory, majesty, perfection. How many can see this is something that's hard for men to describe? We're using all these. How many understand these are not secondary words? These are the highest words we know how to use. When we say splendor, huh? When we say magnificent, excellent, perfect, you know how to say anything any higher than that? What's happening is our vocabulary is failing to express this.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.